It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Less than 3 weeks out of her job as the nation's top environmental regulator, former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy flew to California to discuss environmental action with Democratic lawmakers. McCarthy says California and other states must head the nation's efforts, with federal work likely to slow under the Trump administration. State government reporter Ben Bradford spoke with her in Sacramento.
President Donald Trump and new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt have rejected mainstream climate science. McCarthy says that'll likely leave states to their own devices.
I don't know why climate change got to be a religion instead of a simple fact-based science exercise, but I do know that the actions that California is taking and others will make the difference between whether we stand still or fall back or move forward.
But California derives much of its ability to make its own emissions and air quality rules from waivers granted by the EPA. Pruitt is not committed to continuing those waivers. McCarthy says they would be difficult to roll back.
Frankly, the Clean Air Act is very clear about California's right to do a waiver and the requirements for that. They have met those requirements and the waivers have been granted. The courts have spoken to this many, many times.
Democratic leaders in California have indicated they would challenge any efforts to end the state's waivers. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
California water regulators have opted to extend existing water conservation rules despite repeated calls from water suppliers asking that they expire. They claim that the drought is over. The Water Board's decision was unanimous. Under the rules, water agencies must report monthly water use and prove they have enough water for 3 dry years. State Water Resources Control Board member Steve Moore.
It'll be a wise choice to continue these regulations so we can readily prove to the world with data that water conservation is a California way of life from now on.
The Water Board also released conservation figures for December showing that residents cut water use 20% compared to 2013. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.